Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Those who claim to care so much truly care very little. Oh, they care. They care about making the deal. They care about lining their pockets. And, oh, they care about getting your vote. No, they care, but not about any endangered species. They care very little about the environment, if at all. They care not at all about the landowner. And they care not about the families and your livelihood. They are willing to lock you up, shoot you, destroy you, should they or should you defy or stand in their way. Their way or the way of progressives. The alphabet bureaucracy, with the regulations, the mandates, the fines, the permits, the licenses, are truly unconstitutional. The alphabet bureaucracy is taxation without representation. The alphabet bureaucracy are unelected. They have no authority to make laws, and their regulations, they seem to think they are laws. And that, my friend, the fact they do this, the fact that they bully we the people, is tyranny. Regulation without representation is tyranny. Taxation, fines, permits, licenses without representation is tyranny. Many across this great land are completely unaware of what is happening in the West, down on the farm, and out on the range. And it's happening in urban America, suburb America, and the cities as well. They simply don't seem to recognize it. C.J. Hadley of Range Magazine tells about this tyranny and its acts in a beautiful way every quarter in her magazine. And it's beautiful. Aren't we tricky to put the truth behind some beautiful pictures? Today I welcome again C.J. Hadley. She's one of your favorites, if not your number one favorite guest that I have here on CSC Talk Radio. And she's the most humble in all that she does. I just stand amazed at her. And I don't mean to embarrass her. She embarrasses very easily. But C.J. has a passion and she has a drive for the truth. And it is amazing and it's infectious. And I welcome back C.J. Hadley, and I thank her for all that she does. She is my hero. C.J., welcome back to CSC Talk Radio.
Lovely to be with you, Beth. It's a mutual admiration here.
Well, you know, we're just girls fighting. That's all we are.
Yeah, best broadcaster I know is Beth, you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Now I'm blushing. But you know what? I was reading through some, I'm just kind of scanning through the magazine. I just got the fall edition, yes, two days ago. And I was reading through what we were emailing back and forth. And you get some more accolades. And I'm going to say this up front because I want people to hear this right now before we get started with our conversation. But you get some accolades. And in a recent journalism competition, judges from the Montana Press Association remarked, "Never heard of Range Magazine before. But they take wide swings at big, fascinating, important subjects that, through investigation, put me their drama, an unflinching portrayal of the facts, regardless of politics, personal beliefs, or religion. This is the kind of reporting, it's gone away. This is the kind of reporting that makes us important and relevant in an age when everything else is becoming more like a soundbite." And you know, CJ, I underlined it in red. Never heard of Range Magazine before, and I'm putting this challenge out to my listeners. We need to change that. We need to order Range Magazine. This hit me today. I get a revelation every once in a while, CJ. Those who have the Range Magazine, you're giving them such a good deal, and we'll talk about that later today. But if every representative, every senator, every governor, lieutenant governor, every county commissioner, every county sheriff, if every elected official had this magazine, they couldn't say, oh, we didn't know, because they've got it. And this is the truth. They've been talking a lot on the networks about how journalism is about agendas and how they're biased. They pick sides and they stay there and they promote whatever candidate they're after, and they will destroy the other one. Range Magazine is journalism. And it is not dead, not in Range Magazine. And CJ, I know that that's tough to keep it going, so I want to thank you for that. But I want to put that challenge out to the listeners, because we need to change it. Everybody needs to know, oh, Range Magazine, yes, I get that. Are you there?
I am. I'm almost speechless. We're usually sitting in a little vacuum in a tiny little bad building in Carson City, Nevada. We get nothing but phone calls of grief from, you know, ranchers and a few farmers saying, can you help us? Mm. And obviously there's very little I can do when 320 million Americans have never heard of us. And as hard as we work and as many good writers as I draw in, it's still a very tiny voice, which is annoying a lot of very important people, which I think is a compliment.
Yeah, annoy them to death. Please do.
Yeah, Harry Reid, Senator Harry Reid, former, you know, head of the Senate. He doesn't think much of me at all.
You know, there's a lot of us that don't think much of him either.
So. Yeah, amen, sister, absolutely.
Well, you've got, you were telling me about this story, and I kind of laugh about it because it's something that I preach, only on this billboard, the billboard says regulation without representation is tyranny, and it gives your website. And that is simply rangemagazine.com. And you've got here in the magazine, you've got this listed, which is some of the titles of the articles that are in there: the Dead Bill of Rights, the Grass March, Eye of the Storm, Patterns of Harassment, Enemies of the State, the United EPA of America, Our Federal Landlord. Those are the titles. And if that doesn't intrigue people to order the magazine, I don't know what will. I like Enemies of the State. I kind of went off on that earlier this week, and I tried to emphasize we are not the enemies of the state. We are the state. And those in the federal government, those in these bureaucrat departments, they are the enemies.
The Enemies of the State was a special report by Hank Vogler, which was about the Hammond family.
Yes.
Out of Burns, Oregon. And I think a lot of people have heard about the Malheur standoff, which was Hammond Bundy and his brother and a few other people. And that started from the Bundy standoff in April of 2014 in southern Nevada, where Harry Reid's former employee, Neil Cornsey, head of the BLM, went after Clive and Bundy, but they've been going after him since 1991. So that fight is, you know, 25 years old already. And when Bundy decided to stand up for his rights, when they were going to steal his cattle off the deserts in southern Nevada, the cops came in. I mean, well-armed agents of the federal government who really shouldn't be armed at all. I'm talking BLM, Park Service, and people like that. And one of them tased one of the Bundy women who was 6 months pregnant, and also his son Ammon. They put a little call out on the internet and said they need backup. And a lot of people practicing First and Second Amendment showed up from many, many, many states. And there were hundreds of people on that Bundy ranch. And after several days, you probably recall, Beth, that BLM had to stand down because it could have been real ugly.
Yes.
60 miles out of Vegas in 2014.
But
well, since that time...
Well, hold on. We're going to go into that time when we come back from the break. Since that time, more has taken place, and it didn't stop there. They just backed off for a little while to regroup. We're going into a break. I'm going to hold off on the calls till we get done discussing this, and then we'll take calls after the bottom of the hour. So write the number down, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I have C.J. Hadley with me today of Range Magazine, which needs to be in every home and every elected official's office. And you can get that done, and we'll tell you how to do that when we come back. CJ and Beth Ann will be right back.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and today I have CJ Hadley, and we're talking about some of the things that have gone on. And before we get back into that story there with the Bundys and head on into the Hammond story, I want to read. I don't know if you had a chance. I know you've been really busy, but I did a dramatic reading of the Declaration of Independence for the 4th of July. And in that, it says that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And it goes, I drop down a few sentences here. But when a long train of abuses, and that's what we're seeing here, CJ, when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, that means you and me and everybody listening, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And I think that's where we're at right now in this day and time. And the Declaration of Independence, when you go back and you read it and then you start reading the grievances listed, wow.
It's what I know. There are so many rumblings now that are ugly, and it's the fault of the government. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Congress and mostly the Democrat Party want to change the Second Amendment, and they say that the only reason the Second Amendment is there is so people can hunt, it's obviously absurd and ridiculous. It is nothing to do with hunting, and we know that. But people need to stand up for their rights, and the Bundys were, you know, practicing First and Second Amendment. Clive Bundy does not, he doesn't carry a gun, he didn't point a gun, he did nothing like that. Right now he's in jail in Vegas, he's not even allowed to see his wife, hasn't seen his wife in person since he was arrested in Oregon when he was going up to see his two sons, who were both in solitary confinement in jail in Portland. He was arrested when he got off the plane, he was brought back to Vegas, he's been put in jail. They say his case will come up next February, but because he's a domestic terrorist, he's not allowed, you know, personal visits. She can visit him through a video with everybody listening and talking at the same time, but that's it for Carol Bundy. Her son was apparently beaten up in jail about a week ago. He is going to be his own attorney, which doesn't sound very good to me, but he had all his papers ready to go to court,
and all his papers
have been taken away from him.
Is that Ammon so that we're talking about?
We're talking about Ryan. Ammon does have a lawyer.
Okay.
And Ammon's case is going to come up in Oregon. Ammon and Ryan Bundy have been charged in Oregon for the Malheur standoff and in Nevada for the Bundy standoff, which was 2 years before. So they're facing, you know, two things. And it's criminal what they've done to him. Ammon was chained to a bench for 2 days and not given food or drink. When he started rattling his chains on the bench, they finally came in. I think it was U.S. Marshals. I'm not sure who's guarding these domestic terrorists. But they said, oh, we forgot you were here. I mean, it's the biggest case in Nevada, and they forgot he was there. I mean, they lie, they cheat, they demoralize, they separate. And all these ranchers are fighting one at a time. And each rancher who's been abused by the federal government uses a different way to fight. The Hage case, which goes back to 1979, and actually has been in court since 1991, and the U.S. Court of Federal Claims in Washington, D.C. said the federal government owes the Hages more than $14 million for a taking of their private property under the Fifth Amendment, and every time they're about to collect, the Forest Service or the BLM puts another trespass case on them, so while it's in court, they cannot be paid. I mean, they just want to put them out of business. They want to take their water rights. They want to take their range rights. They want to take their forage rights. And that is a right. It is not a privilege. This is not a permit that's a privilege. It goes back to the 1800s. It predates the Forest Service. It predates the BLM. But the feds can get away with it because of their sheer brute force. And it is ugly and it is wrong. And if anybody wants to go to rangemagazine.com, they will see the billboard that a rancher donated to a group that are being hurt by the BLM in Nevada. And they put together the grass march. And because they could get nobody to listen to them anywhere, they took horses and they rode from California coast all the way to Washington, D.C. And one of the guys in Battle Mountain took a trailer and cooked for them for 21 days or however many days it took, I forgot. And he was a friend of a rancher in Arizona who had a billboard on his ranch, and he donated it to us. And it's on Interstate 10 in Bowie, Arizona. And I got a complaint because of that in the last issue. And I just want to read a tiny note, and it comes from a very well-educated man who used to teach at University of California at Berkeley, which is probably about as green as you can get.
Yep.
And he wrote, quote, why are you hanging this sign in America? The regulatory agencies you post on the sign, BLM, EPA, U.S. Forest Service, and DOT, are all departments of the federal government.
Yeah.
Where, if I'm not mistaken, you have two representatives, a senator and a congressperson. In addition to that, the industries that you work for in agriculture, ranching, and beef production all have well-paid lobbyists representing your interests in Washington and Phoenix. I'd say you are well represented, which of course doesn't mean you don't deserve to be pissed off at specific regulations, the bureaucrats that enforce them, or the elected officials that are failing to represent your interests, but to call that tyranny seems specious and off target. Now, I think the boy is really off target, and I wrote back, and I said he wanted to complain to the rancher who donated the billboard, who had nothing to do with a copy on it. That was the grass marchers and me. But anyway, I said, you need to be writing to me for the group that felt they had to ride horses close to 3,000 miles from the California coast to D.C. to be heard. One of them died on the trip after all the routes you recommended led to nothing but silence and disdain. And I said, there are many other awful stories that are equally un-American. What's obvious is that there's a clear pattern that our feds are coming after ranchers' rights one at a time. Unfortunately, Western permittees are not a large enough constituency to find an ear. No one seems to care that many of these actions by arrogant bureaucrats are not only unconstitutional, illegal, they are also immoral. It is incredible to me, unfathomable, that these super well-educated people, and actually he married a rancher and used to be a cowboy in Montana, this guy who wrote to me, has so little understanding of the fact that you get to a dead end whenever you ask one of our leaders for assistance. Bundy's got no assistance. Hagee's got no assistance. The Hammonds got no assistance. The Hammonds, Dwight and Stephen, there's a fantastic series of stories in the summer issue of Range which can be received free through the Internet. And it's under Tyranny, the Billboard Tyranny, at rangemagazine.com. It's called Patterns of Harassment 2-3. And it's the third major series of these same kinds of stories that I hope people will read and print and pass on, because it's coming to the urban centers. I mean, this whole country is being turned upside down, and they're taking the real producers first, and I have no idea why that makes sense.
This highly educated man that complained about the billboard, and what he said is true. It should work that way.
Yep.
But we have tried that, and it is not working. And that is why our founding fathers wrote the Declaration of Independence. Because right after that last paragraph that I read previously, it says, such has been the patient suffering of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain, which we could call King Government right now in D.C., is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let's facts be submitted. And then they go into, one by one, their grievances and what the king was doing or not doing every time they addressed a situation. He would either ignore or he'd make things worse. And that's what we see happening in D.C. with the, especially with these, the alphabet bureaucrats, the BLM, the Forest Service, even the USDA. They're attacking farmers. They're not the friend of the farmers. I've got a good friend that calls the USDA Uncle Sam destroying agriculture. And people around this nation, CJ, they know something's wrong.
This is why the Second Amendment is critical to keep as written.
We're going to be
talk about hunting.
We're going to be accused.
Anybody who keeps the Second Amendment intact.
We're going to be accused of being violent, like a certain candidate
recently.
We're
constitutionalists.
Absolutely.
We're Americans.
You gotcha. You got it. I'm on your side. Absolutely on your side. We're going into a break. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to tell you how to get Range Magazine and how to send them. We need to get them sent to these representatives, these senators, these governors, these county commissioners, county sheriffs. They all need to know the usurpations that are taking place. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And CJ and Beth Ann will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you.
Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him. A nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with C.J. Hadley of Range Magazine. And we're talking about the usurpations that have been put down upon the states, we the people. We have a caller from Pennsylvania. We have Frank on the line. Frank, how are you today?
Fine, Beth Ann. I was going to mention it to you and C.J. about not only does the United Nations hold a lot of hidden power, but so does the Federal Reserve. And it's these elements that we got to get rid of, these unelected officials that seem to run roughshod over the political system of this country.
I agree with Frank, absolutely. We've done a lot of stories about the United Nations, and Dr. Kaufman is writing about climate change and that kind of agony, which is absurd and just nothing but a cost to Americans, and it's not going to improve anything. The Federal Reserve ought to be abolished, or at least checked out very seriously. And I agree with Frank. It's horrible.
CJ, did you hear that they're not going to try to put in prison people that are climate warmer deniers?
We've got a story. It's going to be in the next issue, which will be out in a couple of months. And it is about the 20 attorneys general, all Democrats, who want to put people like me and Mike Kaufman in prison because we think that science is ridiculous. It is not science.
And it's all
politics.
It's all based upon fraud and deception, and there's three big major oil companies behind it. BP over in England, Queen Elizabeth is the CEO. You have Queen Beatrice of the Shell Oil Company of the Netherlands, and David Rockefeller of ExxonMobil. They're paying into this program that's more or less as a little dividend, knowing that there's going to be $10 trillion a year that they're going to try to expect out of get out of everybody here on this planet for a yearly carbon tax.
It's all about tax. That's what it's about. They're going to punish the big corporations. They're going to punish businesses, and they will punish people. They're already doing it. I mean, down in West Plains, Missouri, and I've got a lot of listeners down there, they get fined for the water running off the roof. And that's out of Agenda 21, and now we have Agenda 2030, and it is out of the UN. It's coming from, it's a globalist lie and hoax. It's the biggest hoax that it was ever perpetrated against the people, and they're, unfortunately, we've got too many of those professors that are highly educated and buying into it. And
they're on that train. They're on that train, they are committed to something that's ugly and it's wrong.
And it's going to absolutely bring the United States down to a third world country. Derry Brownfield used to say, they can't build themselves up, so they've got to tear us down. And that's how
happening.
They're going to be equal. Frank, I appreciate the call. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks.
You know, the reason I had my monologue the way I did was after reading the article that you sent to me on page 27 of the current magazine that just came out. And it's got two pictures here. It's got a picture of along the Verde River in Arizona, protected for 19 years by the government. It looks like a total wasteland. And then they have the picture along the Verde River in Arizona, ranched for more than 100 years. Beautiful, lush land, flowing with milk and honey, we should say.
This was written by a very talented guy named Dan Daggett. He was born in Ohio. And he was picketing and just absolutely doing awful things against mining in the state of Ohio. And he came west, I don't know, 20 or 30 years ago, and he joined all the environmentalists and said, oh, we're going to fix this now. We've gotten rid of coal. We're getting rid of this. We're getting rid of that. And now we've got to get these cows off. So they formed a group, and they decided that they were going to protect the Verde River. And he was one of them. And it was to, you know, what he says is, when I first arrived, I became deeply involved in that effort, helping to get millions of acres designated as wilderness and miles of river protected as scenic. Over time, however, I've kept an eye on the results of those actions. I mean the real concrete results in terms of the condition of landscapes, grasslands, not the political results of liberal politicians. And anyway, this man is an honest man. And he went back to the same place 20 years later, and he showed what rest does to a really healthy landscape.
So he changed,
it ruined it. It's a brilliant story.
He changed his mind. That's what I love about it. He's out there fighting for things, and then he realizes now, as time has marched on, that what they were fighting about might have been fighting for was a good idea, but they were perpetrating it the wrong way, and you cannot put the government in charge of anything. We have another caller. We have one from Missouri, Theodore. Theodore, how are you today?
How are you, Beth Ann? How are you, CJ? I got a real short question. I'll get off the air and let the two experts talk about it. Brexit. Your opinion of Brexit, CJ. I know your background and some of your life story, and I'll hang up and let you discuss it. Thank you.
Thank you, Theodore. He said Brexit, right?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I was born in England. I left when I was 17. I came from a coal and steel town, and it was ugly. I think that they were right getting out of the European Union, because what it is it's that global village thing. Nobody has, you know, a right to say anything. The British do not say who actually immigrates into Great Britain anymore. Some of the taxes are going to go to Brussels. They're being spent in ways they don't want it to be spent. They have no control over their lives anymore. There's no liberty. There's no freedom. And they backed out, and I hope with all my heart that Great Britain comes out in really great shape, and I think they will, and they're just standing hard and fast. Brexit is kind of like my ranchers in the West. They're standing up and fighting, even though they're not quite sure how to fight, and the enemy is enormous. So Brexit vote. I'm saying get out of the European Union. It is a bad thing, and it's not working.
And You know, I agree 100% with that, and CJ knows a little bit more about that than I do, but I see it as a revolution. I see them as coming out of that and realizing, you know, hey, this central government isn't working for us right now. It's not working.
Didn't you love it that Barack Obama went and pontificated to the British and said, this is what you need to do, you need to vote against it? And so 2 weeks later, and apparently I heard a sort of a joke as soon as President Obama said that they should do one thing, they did the absolute opposite and shocked the voters because they didn't think it could pass. And they said they're not about to get rid of their tea and, you know, their crumpets and, you know, they're not going to be told what to do anymore. And I thought that was very British to say, we're not giving anything up, thank you very much. And certainly not for an American president who's not doing very well in his own bloody country, right?
He's not. He's not doing very well.
I was a leftist liberal from New York City, like Dan Daggett was a lefty liberal from Ohio. We came out here and we got turned around, and I suddenly realized that I was wrong.
Well, you know,
which is why there's so much passion and range. I gather people who care as much as I do, and the writers and the photographers in range are absolutely wonderful.
You know, that's exactly why we're here, why you do range and why I do CSC Talk Radio, because I believe that even if we can get the liberals listening, that I believe when they have the truth and the facts, when they see what has really happened, when the EPA and the government manages something and how it destroys the land and we become... It's useless. It's absolutely useless.
And
it's not saving. It's not even saving the environment that they wanted it to save. And
no, it doesn't quite affect him yet. I had a kind of a hate letter from one of my lefty liberal buddies, and it says, all I can say about Range Magazine, holy smokes, what a load of cow poop. Talk about head in the sand junk science. And the guy wasn't even, you know, decent enough to sign it. It was anonymous.
Yeah,
but the same day I get a letter that says, love Range, the truth raises my blood pressure, but keep sticking it to him. That was from Idaho. And then there was a rancher whose family had been in the business since 1883 in Arizona, and he said, the articles and information in Range give strength and warm the heart. We are never out of the fight.
There are people that ranch, that farm, that aren't necessarily the best stewards, but on the whole, the big picture, when you own your land, you take care of it. It is your livelihood. You're not going to abuse it. And when the government owns it, they could care less.
And we can prove that 1,000 times over.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We can see that about everything that they have their hands into. I mean,
yeah.
Look at health care. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. I have Harold from New Mexico holding. Harold, be patient with me. We'll get to you when we come back. This is CSC Talk Radio, and I'm visiting today with CJ Hadley, Range Magazine. You need to get Range Magazine. We need to make it a family home name. Everybody needs to know what's going on around here, and then maybe we'll figure out how to vote locally and get it changed. 877-895-5410. CJ and Beth Ann will be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective no-BO deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No-BO is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals? Only a small amount of no-BO is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No-BO deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is no-BO. Order now, no-BO.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-BO.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I have CJ Hadley with Range Magazine on. This has gone. This is the fastest hour of the day. We have two callers holding. We have Harold from New Mexico. Harold, how are you today?
Pretty good. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. What's on your mind, sir?
I think it's time for, you know, what I've been listening to this morning to contact one of the individuals running for president. And get him some information, because that kind of treatment of those fellows in jail is despicable. And I think we got to raise the bar a little higher to get some attention. And he's been getting some attention.
They're in jail. Hillary walks around free. Holder walks around free. Some of these others, they don't do anything about it. I'm very disappointed in Comey, what he did. And yes, Donald Trump needs a Range magazine. Somebody send Trump a Range magazine.
I'll pay for it.
Beth Ann and Harold, there are a lot of people working on Trump. They're working from the back door. They're working with their sons. There are a lot of things going on because there's a lot of innocence going on in the Trump family. They do not understand Western issues. I'm sorry I don't know too much about Missouri, but I know a lot about, you know, this group out here, and we are working on it, and you're absolutely right, and I hope we can get him information that we're working. But right now, he's running by the skin of his teeth against Hillary, and so, you know, we can't get his ear for very long, but we are feeding information that's simple and sweet and that, you know, says exactly what you want him to know. I promise you that's happening right now.
I got a chuckle yesterday. Harold, I don't know if you listened yesterday, but I got a chuckle because when I was watching Fox News the other night, I was watching Lou Dobbs, and then I switched over to, I think it was O'Reilly. I can't remember anyway. And I listened to Trump's speech. And they were saying things that I have been hollering on the air forever. And I just thought, you know, I wonder if they're actually listening out there.
I know.
I was just astounded. Now, I've been sending and tweeting to Donald Trump. He doesn't tweet me back. Now, Paul Manafort did one time. He did. But I've been trying to make my voice heard, but maybe Lou Dobbs has just always been on the same page as me. But they were saying some things that I've been saying for a long time, and you know,
no,
I think
Lou Dobbs, Lou Dobbs is good. I'm too old to be tweeting, so I'm glad you're onto that. But like one of the another letter we just got a couple of days ago says your magazine is a shining star in what has become a very dark universe. And that's why these messages have to get out. And you're doing a brilliant job, Beth Ann.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to go to Rod from Missouri. He's got a comment. Rod, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Doing okay. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, of course, the election, you know, and back here where I live, it's primarily used to be very conservative and very, you know, lots of churches around and everybody went to church and so on. Mm. And what really concerns me about the whole thing is if the wrong one will get in there, more than likely not only our gun rights is gone, but possibly could even come to the point of no religious freedom. And that really upsets me. My dad was a minister my whole life, and people need to stand up for the truth and for what's right, and I just want to tell you that I appreciate what you do on the radio. I don't get to listen to you every day, but when I do, I usually learn something, you know. And I appreciate what you all are trying to do to get this country straightened up and get it back the way that it ought to be going.
Rod, we agree with you, I think. We're trying as hard as we can, and hope you'll join us.
Absolutely.
I hope you'll join us.
You know, at the end of that Declaration of Independence, they sign off and they sign their lives and their fortunes and their sacred honors. And
I think you every time.
I never really had a fortune, but I have definitely given it all I had.
You have a fortune in soul and spirit, madam.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, CJ, I know that people are working behind the scenes with Donald Trump. I have heard that on some other issues. I want you to meet one day a man named Ray Field from Texas. He has the Wild Horse Foundation, and which when you think about that, it's all of a sudden, oh yeah, he's a greeny weenie, but he's not. And he gets very upset with HSUS, and he goes after him. And he is, I don't know if they're ever retired, but he was a ranger. He was an Army Ranger, and he did several terms of service. Now, one thing Rod said, this is how blind the American people are. Montel Williams has come out. He is a Marine. They say you can't say ex-Marine, that once a Marine, always a Marine. Hillary Clinton has been endorsed by the Communist Party. I never in my day thought I would see a Marine endorse the Communist Party, because that's
Montel
what he
endorsed
been.
Her?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, mercy.
He said she's the only hope we have. Hope in what? What is the hope there? Yeah, I was very upset about it, and I just saw that article this morning real quickly, and I thought, oh, my goodness, Montel, what are you doing? And it just really upset me. But that's where we're at. We're fighting this because people have been trained to believe what comes out of D.C. and the mainstream media and the majority of people. I don't believe the polls. I don't believe these polls at all, because you see Donald Trump's and any of the Republicans, they were all having, before he ended up the nominee, huge, huge, huge crowds around. And he has thousands and thousands of people. They can't even get them all in the arenas. And Hillary can't even fill a high school gymnasium.
I've been a citizen since 1972, became a citizen in New York City, and I've never seen anything quite as peculiar as this election. Mm. And I kind of love it and I hate it at the same time.
I'm the same way. Do I trust Donald? I'm not sure I do, but I know Hillary.
That's
Hillary.
That's,
That's me too, Beth, and same thing.
But I, you know, I've listened and I watch. I'm one of these people that watches body language. Hillary never tells the truth, ever. You can tell by where her eyes roam, how her mannerisms, how she moves. I don't see that in Donald. Now, I know that he says one thing, and then, but he talks off the cuff, and then he says something else. But I don't see that he's out and out lying, not purposely, to hide anything. And, you know, I could be totally wrong because I'm just human, but I just don't see that. We're just about out of time. We haven't even given the Range Magazine phone number or how to get there or anything, so we need to do that quickly.
Telephone number is 1-800-RANGE-4U, number 4-letter U. That's and the website is rangemagazine.com. We've got an awful lot of options. I've got two smartly uniformed attendants, my only two staff, Ann and Deborah, and they'd be happy to talk to you and offer you all sorts of things. And I hope if you want a sample copy, you don't want to buy anything, we'll give you that. And go on the website, download anything you want. You'll learn on all kinds of extraordinary things, and I hope you'll join us.
We need
some soldiers for the fight.
We need to do this again real soon. We wait too long between our interviews. It is Range for You. The numbers line up to be 1-800-726-4348. That's 1-800-726-4348. CJ, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for all that you do for CSC Talk Radio. You and I have got to partner up together to get this done because nobody else is going to tell what's happening in the West. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is a radio that talks the truth as best we can. And that's the only way that I know to get this thing turned around and bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at CSCTalkRadio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen so the unborn can be heard.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSC Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-1111. 2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.